I'm Cole Grant with Montana News. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock blames the state's failing child and family services system on the state legislature. Today, the Republican chairman of the Interim Committee on Child and Family Services shot back. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The final report of Bullock's Protect Montana Kids Commission says there should be no debate about the need to provide additional resources on behalf of abused and neglected children in the state. The 20-page report recommends reintroducing bills that failed to pass last legislative session, as well as introducing new legislation to comply with federal law. The commission also recommends increasing staffing in the state's Child and Family Services Division. Bob Runkel is interim administrator for that division.
Without additional resources, the many recommendations that were made will be unlikely to bring about meaningful improvement.
Republican Ron Eli is chairman of the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee. Eli says he's willing to work with the division to make improvements, but the Bullock administration isn't helping by blaming the legislature for this issue. He said lawmakers are funding the state's child protection system at a higher level than ever, and that perhaps the governor should do more.
If, in fact, that CPS is underfunded, maybe it's not because the legislature underfunded this program. Maybe it's because it wasn't a priority for this administration.
The Protect Montana Kids Commission's report made its recommendations for improvements in May. It noted that the number of kids in foster care has increased by over 100% since 2008. Both members of the administration and members of the legislature say the state's child protection system needs improvement. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.